You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It is indeed a pleasure to once again welcome back to our studio, Richard Erickson, longtime and favorite guest of Conducting Conversations. He is the executive director, artistic director, chief cook and bottle washer, just about everything at
Envelope stuffer,
and everything else at Courthouse Center for the Arts, which is not the complete name anymore, right? We have a new name, Richard?
No, we have a new name, which is debuting officially January 1st, but we're using it now. It's Courthouse Center Stage.
Courthouse Center Stage. For those of you that don't know where that is, it's right near the train station in beautiful downtown Kingston, not too far from URI.
Right. And we decided to call it Courthouse Center Stage because we wanted the audience to know that we are a professional theater and arts center. And we wanted to honor the past, Courthouse Center. And we wanted people to know we do theater stage. So we are a professional theater, but we have wonderful art galleries and concerts and other special arts-related events, including food trucks. Is that an art?
I think that could be considered an art.
I think food trucks are becoming an art, seriously.
Okay. Now, if you've been to some of the places I've been to around the country, where was I just recently, where they have whole sections of the city? Where the heck was I?
Narragansett.
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon, seriously?
Has hundreds of food trucks right in the downtown section of the city.
Well, they're like so cool, and the food, you know, in the good ones is like outrageously good. I went to the Steelyard in Providence. Do you know about this? It's like an arts installation in, you know, do you know about it?
I vaguely.
It was really cool. They did a, this sounds weird, but it was great. They did an evening of pouring iron ore, okay? But they did it with mythical dragons and knights and stuff, and it was just an incredible show. There were 1,100 people there, and there were food trucks, and although it took me an hour and a half to get a grilled cheese sandwich, the grilled cheese sandwich had peanut butter, pickles, grilled cheese, and
something
hot
else.
Peppers, I think, on it. It was fantastic.
And can you see all the people at home listening to the show saying, what has this got to do with Courthouse Center for the Arts? We're wondering the same thing.
Well,
but it's the holiday season. Here we are the week before Christmas. And Richard has some great things happening at the center, along with the food trucks and the grilled cheese sandwiches.
Right.
But we've been very fortunate at Courthouse to have some great productions. As a matter of fact, I was involved with two of them in the last month, and they were great. And now we have something called Home for the Holidays that we're touting.
We do. Home for the Holidays, this is our second annual version of our Yuletide event, we call it. It's a community event that is basically takes well-known and some not-so-well-known stories and songs.
Mm-hmm.
And we bring in really talented members of the community, and it's kind of like a rock fest for Christmas.
Wow.
It's like sitting around the fire telling stories and singing songs, but in a big way.
And when is that going to happen?
It opens December 21st, and then it plays that weekend, which is the December 22nd at 4 and 7, and then Sunday the 23rd at 4 p.m.
So four shows. You
can't miss, especially since the admission is free.
Wow.
It's our gift. It's our gift to the community.
So Courthouse Center Stage is now presenting a free gift to the community. And so somebody can go on Friday night and catch the show there. Or if they were smart, they could spend the whole weekend there.
They could, because we they could. You could see it four times. And believe me, it'll be different each time. Although every single time, it will snow and snow and snow, and the local kids will make that happen.
Inside.
Inside. Yes, Virginia.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yes, Virginia.
You know, Yes, Virginia? You know, yes, Virginia, there's a Santa Claus? That's one of the things, what's one of the pieces that we do.
I see. So it sounds like a lot of fun. We'll get more information about this. And when I asked Richard about coming on and talking about this show, I said, what should we do for music? And he has a favorite CD that he's brought with him. And yeah. I'll let you describe this. And the first cut that we're going to listen to.
Okay, it's Stan Kenton, who's one of the great jazz trumpeters of all time, did this bodacious album of Christmas music. And the first thing we're going to listen to is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, which is my favorite cut on the album.
The name of the album is A Merry Christmas, and it's from Stan Kenton. It says, the creative world of Stan Kenton comes a Merry Christmas, and this is probably not a brand new CD.
No, it's remastered, but it is not a brand new CD.
I'm looking at this. As a matter of fact, it's got a little crank on the side. This has been around for a while.
It does. And what is that big RCA Victor mountain earpiece, whatever you call it? Yeah.
Now, we talked briefly at the beginning with the new name, Courthouse Center Stage, and that's because it's a professional theater talking about the shows that will be coming in and have come in, and also the fact you mentioned artwork and... opened last week, another little art show.
Right. We have a special show for the holidays, which is our small picture show. And literally what that means is they are small in dimension pictures and small in price. In other words, some of our favorite artists and some very well-known artists have done paintings that are much smaller mm-hmm. than they usually do.
So instead of a $5,000 exactly. nice piece of artwork, you can go in there and maybe get a...
$100.
Okay.
That's a difference, huh?
I was going to say $500, but
$100. $100, yeah. You can get a painting for $100.
Okay.
You can get a painting for $300, too, but you can get paintings for $300.
And if I'm there...
$50.
I'll do one for you for $50.
$50, yes. And if you want to buy one for you, $1,000.
Okay, so that's a small picture show that... Now, how does that work? The courthouse, is it open every day?
It's open Thursdays through Sundays.
Thursday through Sunday, whether there's a show or not.
10 to 6, whether there's a show or not. And then during show times, which would be during Home for the Holidays, mm-hmm. which is the 21st to the 23rd.
Okay. So that's great. So you can stop by there and check out the small picture show.
Yes, indeed you can.
It sounds like that old movie.
The Last Picture Show.
The Last Picture Show, yeah.
Now, this is the small picture show. And it's not a movie. Make sure the audience knows it's not a movie.
It's not a movie, and Cybill Shepherd will not be
appearing.
Or Ben Johnson, none
or
of them.
Or Ben Johnson.
See how those things come to mind.
Yeah. Or Timothy Bottoms.
Well, I didn't even know that Timothy had a bottom.
He does. And who else was in that movie? We can't get into this. I know.
We're on a tangent now, but we did pretty good
Cloris
with Ben.
Cloris Leachman was the...
We did pretty good with Ben Johnson and Cybill Shepherd. I thought he did pretty well.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well, getting back to the holiday season. Is the holiday season? I think we
Let it snow, let it snow.
Yeah, we should both sing later on, but we won't do that now. We want to tell you all the great things that are happening, and... coming up in February, there is going to be a great show that has a lot of excitement. You're already selling tickets for this one.
Yeah, it's really cool. We have the exclusive rights to present the first Rhode Island-made production of Spamalot, Monty Python Spamalot. We are really like on a tear about it.
Spamalot?
Yeah, now, that would be Camelot.
Oh.
This is spam, as in pork products and Monty Python.
See, I thought it was the same thing.
Okay.
We'll give more details on that. As a matter of fact, Richard, maybe you should come back after the first of the year, and we'll do a show about Spamalot.
That would be great. It opens on Valentine's Day.
Opens on February 14th.
Yep.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's if you're looking for Christmas holiday presents, and tickets are great gifts. So you can call the Courthouse Center. We're going to tell you how to do that after we listen to this next cut.
We have a phone?
You have a phone. Okay. You have a website. You have a brand new website we want to talk about.
Website,
all of those things. But right now we want to listen to the 12 Days of Christmas, which you say is a great rendition.
It is.
Here we go. Thank you. been listening to Stan Kenton playing holiday music provided by Richard Erickson. And this next cut we're going to is one of my favorites, actually. You might find it hard to believe, but it is. And we'll tell you about that in a moment. But first, we want to get to the website address that we promised people. You have one?
Yes, we have a brand new website address, www.courthousecenterstage.org. Or you can use the old website address, which was courthousearts.org.
Now, Courthouse Center Stage is working.
It is.
Okay, cool.
As of about 5 days ago.
All right. Excellent. And so you can go there and see all the wonderful things that are happening. And if you'd like to do it the old-fashioned way and call, there is a phone number.
It is 401-782-1018.
And as we suggested, a great idea for holiday gift giving could be tickets to Spamalot.
Spamalot or As You Like It. We're doing Shakespeare's As You Like It in March.
Aha. Uh-huh. Tickets for that are also on sale?
They are.
Wow. So is there, if they buy both, do they get like autograph picture of you or anything?
They could have an autograph picture of me, but that's about it.
Okay. All right. So call the courthouse and 782-1018 and order your tickets for Spamalot. And As You Like It. Right now we're going to one more tune before we take our commercial break. It's called The Holly and the Ivy. To Conducting Conversations, I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Richard Erickson from Courthouse Center Stage. Did I do that well?
You did. It was good.
Now, the courthouse has a new name. Do you have a new title? Are you no longer the executive director? Or
I am the executive director, but I am the artistic and executive director.
Both.
Both.
So you get paid double.
Right.
Right. Now, we've talked off air on occasion. Richard and I have known each other for a long time.
We have?
Yes, almost 20 years,
yes,
as a matter
indeed.
Of fact.
Yes,
and you work for a nonprofit organization.
I do.
So working for a nonprofit organization is a lot different from your past experiences working on Broadway.
Yeah.
How does it compare? I know there's got to be a lot of frustrations. There's got to be a lot of, we need this, we need that. And it's not a matter of going to some rich benefactor like perhaps a Broadway producer. So now it's a little bit more difficult than that. So you need help, right?
Right. Well, first of all, it's ongoing. I mean, that's the major difference is that you're always trying to capitalize. You're always trying to raise money mm-hmm. for some project or another or building maintenance or to pay your payroll, you know, for your staff. So that's it. I really like it. In some ways, it suits me better
mm-hmm.
Because I actually get to talk to real people.
Well, that's
a lot.
True. It's not always the big time producers and the starlets and the
The starlets. No, it is not. No, it's different. It's in Kingston.
All right.
Actually, it's
across the street from the train station. You know what I mean?
That's where Amtrak. Yeah, that's where we are. No, it's real. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. It's real.
And so one of the points for my asking the question was to give you the opportunity to say that if you'd like to help and you're out there listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are out there listening and you would like to help the new Courthouse Center stage, historically known as the Courthouse Center for the Arts, please do not hesitate to send us a donation to our annual fund. And you can do that on our website, which we've already told you about, which is courthousearts.org, or the new website's name is courthousecenterstage.org. Or you can call us and even tell us on the phone that you love us and would like to support us financially. And that number is 401-782-1018.
What a deal. We're going to talk more about the show that is coming up, Home for the Holidays, which sounds like an awful lot of fun, a lot of almost like a good old-fashioned variety show.
It is. It's a Christmas variety show, a holiday variety show.
Holiday variety show. We'll talk more about that, but first we're going to listen to a couple more pieces of Stan Kenton, and this is two that I put together, and I've made a King medley. It's We Three Kings and Good King What's-His-Name.
That's right. Yeah. Good King Wences-Name. Yes.
Thank you.
there you had it. That was my King medley.
It was superior.
Yeah, I mean, they should have thought of it, putting that together. And
you know, I'll call Stan.
All right, Captain. Call him up and make that happen. We were talking earlier about Home for the Holidays, the presentation. Yep. It's going to be kind of a holiday variety show in my terms because lots of different people involved. Tell us about some of the different people, not the regular people, the different people.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, it's kind of like an old-fashioned radio show because there are sound effects live and we have, you know, the two wonderful barbershop. Exactly. That's Mike Maynard in case. Could you repeat that, please?
I could do that in the show if you'd
like. I think
like.
We should do it. So Mike Maino will be doing that.
The barking dog.
The barking dog in
Jingle
Home
Bells,
for the Holidays.
Yeah. Yep.
And we've also got Sink or Swim, that wonderful women's barbershop quartet.
From Newport. And they're quite an exciting group. They made their debut last summer on Block Island at the Block Island Music Festival and were a huge hit. And some of the people will, well, I mean, you know, everybody knows everybody, but the lead singer of that group, Janine Wiseman, is the editor of Newport Mercury.
Oh, cool.
Newport Mercury there. So cool. I know that she has a lot of fans out there, and the bass singer is Pat Taft, and she's an artist of great renown. And, well, I won't tell you all the people. We'll keep some surprises. But that's the female quartet that will be there for Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon.
And what's happening Saturday night?
Saturday night, they're not available, so my quartet is going to fill in for them. So there you go.
And that quartet is called Trade Secret.
It is. It is. We had the privilege of being there twice in the last month. This will be our third appearance.
Sold out, we might add.
Sold out. Yeah, we love that. Love that.
Okay, so I wanted to tell you also, there's going to be a Grinch.
A Grinch?
He doesn't have a real name other than Grinch.
Well, I would think that would be all you need.
That's all you need. And there's a guy named Herschel, as in Herschel and the Goblins, which is actually a really cool Yiddish holiday story.
Having
the lighting
nothing
of the menorah.
Okay, because most people, you know, Herschel, they think of Herschel Walker, the football player, but you
That's
probably
right.
don't.
Or Herschel Bernardi, who played Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah, there you go.
No, this is Herschel and the Goblins.
Okay.
So there are goblins.
All right, goblins for the holiday season. That's not normal, I guess.
No, and there's a guy called Scrooge.
Well, I guess, yeah, if you tie Scrooge into it, then you get that kind of goblin.
There's definitely a guy called Scrooge.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we have a wonderful little story called something like The Night Before Christmas. I've heard of this. It rings a familiar bell.
A familiar
somewhere.
Bell. Yeah. When you ran to the
anyway,
window.
We have all kinds of characters and bits and pieces of famous and not so famous holiday stories.
Well, excellent. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
The kind of thing that, particularly since it's free.
Particularly since it's free. And I think particularly because the kids in the audience get to make it snow at the end. That's what the kids remember from last year.
Mm-hmm. And so it's it involves the audience, a little audience participation also.
Lots of. Sometimes more than they like. No, I'm kidding.
No, well, that sounds like a lot of fun. All right, we'll get in one more tune before we take our next commercial break. Traditional holiday song, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Richard Erickson from Courthouse Center Stage. And I'm actually doing pretty well saying that. I haven't messed it up at all.
You are. It's a brand new.
Brand new. Brand spanking new, as I say.
I don't think we've announced it on the air yet.
This is breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. You're hearing it here first on WCRI. Yeah. And a lot of great things. We've been talking about Home for the Holidays, which sounds like a tremendous amount of fun, which is going to be December 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. We'll give you a little bit more detail about that in the last time we talk, which is going to be in a few minutes. But right now we want to talk about the 2013 season, and Spamalot's coming on Valentine's Day, and then some Shakespeare. And
right. And then a play called Crossing Delancey, which is the play that inspired the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So we have three things. We've got Spamalot. I just wanted to say to you is we are definitely looking for local talent to be part of the show. We'll cast some in New York and some here, and we are definitely looking for wacky, goony, funny guys.
Okay, so now just to reiterate, as my friends say, go ahead, Mike, say it again.
Say it again.
It's a professional theater, so you'll be casting in New York as normal. Professional theaters do,
right.
Bringing in some Broadway talent or whatever. And but to go along with that,
we're looking for local professionals and what we call developing talents. We are looking. The whole point of the Courthouse right now is that we want to have professional mentors guiding developing talents, so that young people that want to be professional will be working with professionals. That's the point. Or even older people that want to be professionals are working with professionals.
No, I've known some people that have actually retired from their regular jobs and gone into theater full-time and done well.
Yes, at the ripe old age of, God forbid, 60, right?
Well, whatever.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm 60. Almost.
Almost. Yeah, we almost have the same birthday, too.
I know. We just discovered that today. Yeah. We're both Libras.
Both Libras. But anyway, speaking of people going on with talent, just to segue for a moment, we talk about going to New York and auditioning,
right.
and finding people. How does that work for a theater like yours? Do you just put an ad in the paper? Do you have agencies?
We go on playbill.com. That's the biggest website that handles everyone that is looking to audition in New York looks to playbill.com.
So you have a hall or a theater?
We hire a studio in Manhattan.
Okay.
And we see anywhere from 100 to 200 people a day. Sometimes we do appointments, but sometimes we have an open call also, and we see both union and non-union actors because we have both those contracts.
Now, when you say we, is this a committee or is it you as the artist?
Royal. It's the royal we sometimes, but the last time I had two other guys with me who were fantastic.
Okay, so sometimes if you knew who the director was going to be, for example, for Spamalot, is that going to be you?
No.
Okay, so there'll be a director.
And
yourself as the artistic director.
Yes, absolutely.
So then it'll probably be the two of you sitting and going through auditions,
right. Plus a casting assistant always, because there's so many people, and then someone has to man the door.
Right.
Because there's a lineup outside, and someone has to organize. And everyone gets about 3 minutes the first time.
And then from that, you say, okay, let's see this person again, that person again. And
let's call them back, yep.
And you don't have any of the Hollywood stuff like a couch in the room or anything, right?
No, we don't.
All right. So I was always curious as to how people find out about those auditions. I mean, if it was a Broadway show, you would go to the theater where it's going to be type of thing.
Well, you have agent submissions, which we do for this too. But the best place is to watch playbill.com, and that will list all of the Courthouse auditions for the next year. And we'd love to see local people. We are looking for local talent also.
All right, and if they want to do that, if they want a smaller part within Spamalot, let's say, they don't have to go to New York to audition. There'll be a notice on your website as to...
There'll be a notice on the website, on the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts website, in the Providence Journal.
Mm-hmm.
And we will also have it in our free listings, like on the patch and things like that.
Okay, so they can go right to the courthouse and there'll be a day or whatever.
It's early January for Spamalot.
There you go. So you can be thinking about that. In the meantime, you want to make sure if you just want to go and see it, which we encourage everyone to do and support the new Courthouse Center Arts.
Stage.
Center Stage.
Courthouse is Center Stage. Courthouse Center Stage.
That's what I said. See, I knew I'd mess it up eventually. But
It's hard. I mean, it's hard when you have a name change.
I know. I keep calling you Richard.
Right. And I keep calling you.
All right. Let's see. We talked about Spamalot. We talked about coming after that. We have a little Shakespeare, right?
Yeah. Oh, I want to tell you about that. The cool thing about it is we're going to do As You Like It, which is a comedy set in the Forest of Arden. And we are going to have a living Forest of Arden. In other words, we have the guy who used to design the Boston New England Flower Show for 8 years, Lewis Raymond, is going to design a living forest in the auditorium itself, which will have elements of a spring flower show. So you can get two things in one. You can come and see As You Like It in a real living forest. And during the day, people can come and tour the forest itself to see all the new spring plants.
So this is an actual floral show, so to speak, versus a living forest, which might be some guy dressed up as a tree.
Right. No, this is not, it's not that kind of a living, alive forest alive. No, it's not.
All right. So
it's a living forest.
It's actually going to need watering and stuff like that.
Oh, my Lord, yes.
So all that will be taken care of. Does it need to be climate controlled?
It doesn't, but it needs to be irrigated a lot.
Oh.
And plants need to be replaced over the 3-week run.
Wow. So that'll be a whole nother side of it. Well, we'll talk about that when you come back in January and we talk about that show.
When we're trying to get the plants to open.
Right. All kinds of interesting things that could go on with that production, I'm sure. No, we can't go on. The plants are dying.
That's right. Turn the lights off.
Right. Yes, right. All right. Let's see. And then what's after As You Like It?
A wonderful romantic play called Crossing Delancey, which is, as I said to you, it's the play that inspired the film.
Right. And that's going to be in
That's going to be in
May.
It's May. Early. That's right. It opens May 2nd. Yeah.
May 2nd. Okay. So we got a good idea of what's coming up to the theater. In the meantime, we have been listening to Stan Kenton music. Richard brought along a CD of Stan's, and we've been listening to holiday music. So we'll get another one in here called Angels We Have Heard on High.
Gorgeous.
Richard, we've talked about the shows coming up this holiday season and next year, but we haven't talked much this time about the physical plant, the building itself, which is very unique, a very cool structure.
Yeah, it is. It's the old Washington County Courthouse, and I've been there officially a year, and I still sometimes drive up to it and go, oh, wow, I get to work here. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing old building. It's sui generis. It's one of a kind. And it's part of the reason to come, come visit us. It's just to see the building itself. And we've turned two of the rooms downstairs into galleries, so art galleries, so they're very beautiful. I just think the building is worth a trip by itself.
So you could go see the small picture show.
You could.
And take a little look around at the building itself and
right.
notice in one room, I know that there's a safe, a big safe.
There's a room-sized safe with a big old safe door on it. And downstairs, there's a cell built into the stone.
All right, which the courthouse used to have to house the prisoners. And
they did, all those traffic violators.
1898, I believe.
That's right.
1898? How do I know that?
I don't know. I'm not sure it's exactly the right date, but it's around that time.
Okay.
It's Victorian. There's no question.
I know it's 1890-something, but for some reason that rings a bell. But it's a very unique building, very interesting, and a great place to see a show, because once you're seeing a show like Home for the Holidays, you'll be very close to the action, not like at PPAC or one of the larger theaters, which those are great, but nothing like what you could experience here.
No, the furthest seat is 20 feet from the action.
20 feet away
it's
now.
It's not. It's very close.
I mean, the orchestra pit at PPAC is bigger than that.
Bigger than that is. Hey, and the other thing I forgot to tell you is that there will be hot chocolate and a Christmas food truck or two at home for the holidays.
All right.
So we'll do hot chocolate, little cakes and stuff. So it'll be fun.
We'll look forward to it.
You know, little cakes and stuff, you know.
Little cakes for the little picture show.
Exactly.
a lot of little things going on. But Richard,
some big things too, right?
Some big things will be there also. And I'll look forward to it because I'll be there on Saturday night. I'll be there for a lot of it. But that's the kind of a different.
I hope so.
That's a different story. But thanks for coming in. As always, great to see you. And thanks for sharing your stories.
Thank you.
All right, we will go out listening to more Stan Kenton and get us in the holiday spirit. Happy holidays, everyone. See you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.